wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. See, I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
I'm going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind. Call me out. And you would cross an ocean.
Amen. Yes. Amen. There we are. Yes, indeed. So Harmony Faith Community, these past few Sundays, we have been focusing on the theme of hope. And so this morning, we're going to conclude this series focusing on a scripture passage that you heard from Viviana, Romans 5, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And these are words that the Apostle Paul shared with a very diverse Christian church that was in Rome. And it's typically, when we think of these verses, it's the third and fourth ones that stand out to us. It's where we're saying that trouble produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. An enduring hope, trusting in the power of the divine creator, rejoicing in the glory of God, and knowing that the true source of our enduring hope is Jesus, the source of all our hope. However, just because we trust, just because we rejoice, just because we know, that doesn't mean that we're not going to come smack dab up against trouble and having to deal with some pain. That happens. And look, I really want to make this really clear about this part. We don't rejoice because we're facing troubles or that we're struggling mighty. That's not what Paul was saying here, that it's we are rejoicing while we're in the midst of it. That's what Paul is writing about here in these verses. Now, I wish I could put on a sweet pair of Elton John rose-colored glasses and say to all of us that, you know what, being a Christian, that it keeps us all safe and sound every time, no problems, that we're going to be challenge-free. Straight up, I got to take the glasses off and put them on the counter, because our faith doesn't keep us safe and sound 100% of the time. And it doesn't guarantee absolute protection. Going through tough times, that is part of the human condition, like it or not. And we certainly have no like to what causes hurt and harm in our lives. All we have to do is turn on the news. We can listen to podcasts. We can scroll on the internet for all these little stories. And everything seems to revolve around what is dark and confusing and broken in this world. There's a lot of pain, right? Just this week, we have the most recent tragic mass shooting, right? Michigan State University. 3 students killed, 5 critically injured. We have the shooting at Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso. 1 was killed, 3 wounded. Or, like I was talking about last week, the people of Turkey and Syria facing that 7.8 magnitude earthquake, the horrific aftermath that they're dealing with right now. And some of us here, right here, those listening online, you, your loved ones, you're right there going through some serious troubles. You're struggling and anguish-ridden. Yet it's important here to state this, that God, who is all-powerful and all-knowing and all-good and all-loving and who is there for us, present at all times, God doesn't want us to suffer. That's not what God is about. Nor should we pursue suffering or wish that on anyone. That's not part of God's plan. That's not part of God's will. The Holy One's plan for our lives is one that is good and one that is hope-filled. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, Lamentations 3:1. In the midst of our troubles, though, as Paul writes in this letter to the Romans, hope can come. Hope can come out of learning to endure with patience, and as we grow in character through experience, our faith and God's love, which is freely given, poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, these are the substances of hope. Personally, in times of distress, and I have dealt with some unbearable moments of pain, when I have intentionally stayed in genuine relationship with the Lord, knowing with full confidence that I belong to God in Christ, my faith, friends, has grown deeper, producing patient endurance, which has, when I look back at those moments and I see what all happened, I am truly amazed. And through this, in staying connected and through endurance, that inner character within me, it has developed and matured over time. But it just doesn't stay right here. It doesn't stay inside. What it does is it also flows outside of me. So important. And so all of this that I'm telling you has moved me toward and living into a stronger hope with God. It has sustained me. I look at the Bible, which contains many, many, many stories about individuals who have faced difficult and some very challenging times, stressful. And through it all, they have remained, and they remained faithful to God, staying intentionally in relationship to the Holy One, staying connected. So important for us to remember that they firmly held on to hope. We've got examples such as David. King Saul was after his neck. He wanted his hide. There's David still having hope. You got Moses. I was looking at Hebrews 11, verses 25 through 27, and it reminds us, Moses chose to be mistreated with God's people instead of having the temporary pleasures of sin. That Moses thought that the abuses that he suffered for Christ were more valuable than the treasures of Egypt. That since he was looking forward to the reward, as Hebrews tells us, by faith he left Egypt without being afraid of the king's anger. And I love this one. He kept on going as if he could see what is invisible. Got Esther. If you don't know the book Esther, read it. It is a great book in the Bible. I love that one, about a young Jewish princess, and she's willing to risk her life so that she can save the Jewish people. And then Paul's there writing to us all about what he has learned of faith, hope, and love through his own suffering. Faith community, hope. Hope is more than just a feeling. It's more than just what you feel. Hope is a conviction. Being confident in what is true. Hope is a decision. A decision in believing that all things, and that's not just the good, it's also the not so good, that eventually it's all going to come together to work out for what is the ultimate good of all. And that the Most High wants what is just and merciful in this world, even when we think that's not possible. When considering enduring hope, and what Paul has written before us is the cross. Before us is the cross. That's a sign not only of the suffering Christ, but also of triumph over death that God made possible for him and for us. Amen? Jesus promised that no matter how dark the times are going to be and will be, eventually love does prevail. And he definitely knew about the dark times that could and would be. Nonetheless, Jesus taught us never lose hope. Never lose hope. He trusted in Abba in turning over suffering and his suffering into victory, and his life and death and resurrection demonstrate the power of God's enduring hope. So, what do we do as followers of Jesus? What do we do? Well, siblings in Christ, we have a responsibility to bring this enduring hope to the world. As people of faith, we are called to do justice, embrace faithful love, and to walk humbly with God. We can bring forth hope, being a light in the darkness. We have to offer enduring hope of God's grace to all. And when I say all, that's even to those who have hurt us or continue to cause us pain, because you know what? That grip that they got on our heart, it's got to be released and let it go. And I'm adding that to shame. Let it go. Release it. We build enduring hope through the power of prayer by casting everything, that's the good, the bad, burdens, cares, cast it over to God, to align thereby our lives on the one who promises to comfort us in the midst of our trials. We build enduring hope by being in the power of community where all are affirmed and welcomed to the table. It's not just about celebrating happy times. That's all nice and fine, yeah, happy times. But the thing is that we, as the body of Christ, we, as the church, we are to build up everyone. This includes providing support and love in the times of pain and sorrow. Friends, no one is to be left by themselves. No one should be on the sidelines by themselves, alone. We build enduring hope by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and making sure one and all know that they are unconditionally loved by God. Drinking in God's love that is poured into our hearts, knowing that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll close this morning's message before we shift to our story conversation. There's this quote that I like by late theologian Frederick Buechner. And so this is what he said. I think it is hope that lies at our hearts and hope that finally brings us all here. Hope that in spite of the devastating evidence to the contrary, the ground we stand on is holy ground because Christ walked here and walks here still. Hope that we are known, each one of us by name, and that out of the burning moments of our lives, he will call us by our names to the lives he would have us live and the selves he would have us become. Harmony, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and faith so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen.